الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before speaking on our actual subject, again just as reminders, and reminders are very, very beneficial. The first main important reminder that this is the greatest day of the week, Yawmul Jumu'ah. In the hadith it has come, Sayyidul Ayyam, Khayru Yawmin Tatla'u Fihi Shams, a day which is a Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this day, realize it's a very, very, not only different, but a very great day. And the amal that we do, normally many people say to one another, Jumu'ah Mubarak. Actually it is the amal of Jumu'ah. If we do them, then Jumu'ah will become Mubarak. So we must do all the amal that are of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And one of the special amals of the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi. We should try and read on a daily basis 100 times Salawat. And to read it 100 times, if we read the shortest salawat, which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu should read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in 2 minutes, very comfortably, you can do it 100 times. No matter how studious a student is, no matter how much a person is devoted to his wazifas and his zikrs, no matter how busy a person is in dunya's matter, there can't be anyone who can say that I haven't got 2 minutes for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just in 2 minutes to read 100 times durood. And the virtues and benefits are so great of them. That in one hadith it comes, Allah Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar. In one hadith it comes, a person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of his, 70 in the akhirat and 30 of this dunya. In one hadith it comes, a person who reads 100 times a day durood, Allah Ta'ala will raise him with the shuhada. To become a shaheed, we know you have to be on the battlefield. There are bombs that are falling. Mortars are going off. There is gunfire everywhere. Your wife becomes a widow. Your children becomes orphans. But just in the comfort like this, you're not feeling hot, cold, no tension, no worry. In 2 minutes to read 100 times durood, and you get the position of a shaheed. And yet we deprive ourselves. How many of us are still not reading even one time a day durood? We should all, even as students, to read 100 times durood is no big job. We should try and do it. And the big, great gift of durood sharif is great, great ulama who have discussed this masala, this matter at length. At the end they write, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. The durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. In fact, it is not only accepted, but on what you read durood sharif, that also gets accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, what your du'as, read durood sharif. Your du'as are hanging in between the heavens and the earth. Durood sharif takes it to acceptance. So Allah give us tawfiq of durood every day, 100 times, and on Jumu'ah to increase our durood. As much as we can, 1,000 times. If we can, 313, 500, 1,000 times, 1,500. As much as we can, we should increase our durood on the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayah that I've recited, and this is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was the practice of our elders, particularly Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, that during the months of Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir, he should just speak on the seerat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole year we should speak, and whenever we are discussing any hadith, we are talking of any matter and we quote a hadith, it is all the seerah and the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That we do the whole year, but we should try and intensify it during the month of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. And in that way, many people who have this wrong notion that the Deobandis, they don't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or they haven't got respect for him, that will also be dispelled. It will be taken out, and the people will realize that how much of honor and respect the ulama of Deoband have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, this is, we should try and speak always wherever we are, try and speak particularly more the whole year, and particularly during this month, on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, various aspects of his life. This ayat kareema, the two ayats, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, and the other one, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, are the last ayats of Surah Tawbah. Surah Tawbah is the only surah that doesn't got Bismillah written at the beginning. There are explanations given by the ulama, and then this the surah starts off with Bara'atum min Allah, that Allah has got nothing to do with the mushrikeen. And then the surah, strong emphasis that the non-believers, even if they are your close family, don't take them as friends if they don't believe in Allah and His Rasul. Or they've got corrupt beliefs, they've got corrupt practices. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu abaakum wa ikhwanukum awliya in istahabbul kufra alal iman. Even if it's your parents, even if it is your brothers, and they prefer kufr and the lifestyle of kufr, don't take them as your friends. And the great importance of jihad and striving in the path of Allah, and the great warning of not going, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالُكُمْ, all the things Allah enumerated, that if أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, if those things are more beloved to you, your friends, your family, your business, your houses, your whatever it can be, if you be more beloved, that means if you give it preference over Allah and His Rasul, over deen, and over striving in the path of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait for Allah's decree to come to pass. In other words, Allah's punishment will come. In the akhirat it is there, but even in this dunya. In this very surah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا, that the mushriks are najas, they are napak, their hearts are filled with idol worship, filled with dirt and filth and dirt. Their bodies are filled with najasat. They don't make istinja. They got no idea of istinja. And they just living in a false world of vanity, using their perfumes and all their creams and that. And unfortunately, how many of us are going in that direction also? Purity, the main purity which the Quran deen refers to, is purity of the heart. Heart must be clean of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq, of hubbu dunya, tashabbu bil kuffar. All these things the heart should be cleansed off. And then the body should be clean. Part, that means. It's not necessary. The way of the non-believers, they just keep their outward body clean, but they are dirty stuff. Like it's common what you said, the Hindus, they also make istinja, but they take a little water, which can't even clean you properly. And the other people with toilet and tissue rolls and that, they just polish themselves with the dirt. They don't clean it at all. They are filled with the dirt. And like a Hindu also, it is said, he wears his dhoti, that sheet which he covers himself, about 4 meters in length. But then still he doesn't cover his sitter. His sitter is still open. The sari the Hindus wear, also a long piece of cloth, but the sutra is still left open. And today, the opposite of that, the other Western people with their bikinis. They'll pay so much for a bikini and the whole body is open still. And Islam has taught the beautiful method that you don't use so much also and you cover yourself properly also. The man of Islam, also they dress properly, and that we can understand wearing the long Saudi Yahudi kurta in which there is waste of material. That is not required also. The proper, the sitter is till the knee. Till there you cover yourself. And then you have your undergarment to cover yourself further. So that is the proper way, the Islamic way, the Sunnat way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So in all these matters, we should try and bring the correct way into our lives. So this mushrik, innama al-mushrikuna najasun, that we should understand, and that should be in our heart, that these people are najas, they are filth. And many people don't like that you must speak like this. They say, no, you must respect them. The Quran says it loudly and clearly. And you can feel the heart tone in the words of the Quran. Even if a Qari Sahib reads with his hands on his ears and pulls his face in all funny ways and reads it in a melodious way. But the fact of the matter is, Quran, you can hear it in the words of the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ najasun. And then, فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا. They have expelled them from the haram. And some ulama of the opinion, not only from the Haramain Sharifain, but from Jaziratul Arab. And Jaziratul Arab is a long stretch of land, not only Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, that they should be expelled from them. They got no place there. They don't deserve to be there in the least place. Unfortunately, with the weakness of the Iman in the Ummah and to what levels we have dropped, today even from the boards are taken out that Muslims are not allowed in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And they are there, and not only they are there, they are giving their da'wat of kufr, of Christianity, right in the Haram Sharif, everywhere. How sad, what a day has come upon us. So we should build our Iman and make dua for the Iman of the Ummah also. So all this subject matter is discussed in Surah Tawbah. The surah which does not have Bismillah, that we start in the name of Allah, who is most merciful, who is most kind. And Allah has given severe warnings. Al-Munafiquna wal-Munafiqatu ba'aduhum min ba'd. The munafiqeen, what they are. And on the other hand, wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. The condition of the believers, who they are. So all these subject matters are explained. And then right at the end, the last two ayats, after all this has been told to you, and it has been made clear to you, and your position with regard to the kuffar, with regard to the idolaters, and the idolaters are the Jews and the Christians also. They like to advertise themselves that the three monistic religions of the world, the three religions that believe in the oneness of Allah, are Islam, Judaism and Christianity. But Jews they don't believe in the oneness of Allah. They say, the Jews say, that the God, our God, Yahweh, and the God of Islam, Allah, is the same God. It is not. They believe, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ. Allah says that, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah has got no children. No Uzair is the son of Allah. No Isa ibn Maryam is the son of Allah. He is Isa ibn Maryam, not Isa ibn Allah. He is not the son of Allah, and he is not Allah himself. So all these strong aqaid are emphasized also. And after all this has been explained to the people, and yet they don't believe, so Allah says at the end, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. A Rasul has come. And that Rasul, Sayyidina Muhammad, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born in Makkah Mukarramah, and who grew up in Makkah Sharif. His lineage was known to the people. He was from the elite tribe of the Quraysh. And in the Quraysh, also of the very elite tribe, how he grew up, what his character was, what his morals were, that the kuffar, at that time they themselves called him As-Sadiq, Al-Amin, who is the truthful, who is the most trustworthy. They gave him this title. The very same kuffar, when in the time of the youth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they rebuilt the Kaaba Sharif. And the time came of placing the Hajar Aswad on its place. And then it was very close that the huge war should have broken out. Because everyone wanted the honor that we must be the ones. Our tribe, our chief must put the Hajar Aswad on its place. Finally, Allah made fadal. And they all thought and said, the person who comes tomorrow, the first to the haram, whatever he decides, we will do. And Allah shan, the first to come, was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see how great Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is. Even in At-Tahiyyat we read, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One version is that Allah is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ulama have written, when we read this, we also from our side should tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What great your achievement. Allah's mercies be upon you. Allah's great favors descend upon you. And immediately after that, it is mentioned that the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, not only on me, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Allah's salamati be on all of us, and particularly ibadis salihin, the righteous and the pious people. So here also, when the honor came and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could easily have decided, and they all should have accepted wholeheartedly that he picks up the Hajar Aswad and puts it on its place. But what he did, that is also, when a person gains closeness to Allah, then ittaqi firasatil mu'mineen, the firasat of a mu'mineen, of a mu'min, the far-sightedness, the deep-sightedness of a mu'min. Iman blesses a person with very great firasat, with a deep insight, with great foresight. Great virtues come into a person by the blessings of iman and making amal on the demands of iman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ordered a sheet and had the Hajar Aswad put on the sheet and asked all the chiefs of all the tribes to lift up the sheet. Yeah, they all became happy that now we all got a share of putting Hajar Aswad and raising it to its place. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his Mubarak hand take the Hajar Aswad and placed it on its place. So this that was the respect they had given. This was the great magnanimous character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. From yourselves you knew, he grew up amongst you. His teachings were so clear. You all respected and honored him. So much so that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the da'wat of Islam the first time, and he opened da'wat, and he called all on Mount Safa. And then he said to them, to all the people, they had come, and he arranged meals also for them. And when they came, and then he said, if I have to tell you that there is an enemy this side of the mountain, and they are ready to attack Makkah Sharif, which is on the other side of this mountain, will you believe me? They all said, definitely we will believe. You are so truthful, you are so honest, you are so righteous. There is no question, we will 100% accept and believe you. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gave them a much more easier thing to accept, a much more logical, a greater truth, the greatest truth. He called them to La ilaha illallah, to the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Then the leaders of the Quraysh, they say, Alihada jama'atana, you gathered us for this year. They couldn't understand that. But anyway, so they just now said, whatever you say, we will believe. We will accept it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not ask them. Even on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say to the non-believers, I didn't ask you for anything big. I only asked you to believe in the oneness, and which is a hard fact. A person who brings iman, it's not that he's imagining and things which are out of the ordinary and which are impossible that he's believing in. A person who brings iman is only bringing iman, conviction, yaqeen, conviction on the reality, on the truth. There is only Allah. There is no one besides Allah. It's just to accept the hard fact. Akhirat is a reality. There is absolutely no doubt in Akhirat. Mi'raj of a Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, a 100% reality. If our minds have been confused and polluted by Western influence and by secularism, that is our problem. But there is no doubt the truth of the matter is so clear. And whom Allah, who is on fitrat, who is on the right path, he just accepts wholeheartedly. There is no confusion for within him. And that is the greatest joy which that person gets. Just like a namaz, Allah has kept qurratu ayni fi salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the coolness of my eyes, which means my great enjoyment is in namaz. If I am not getting enjoyment in namaz, I must check whether I am in namaz or not. Because if I am in namaz, what is called namaz, then you have to get the coolness or the great enjoyment, devotedness. In fact, a person will make dua that, Ya Allah, the object of my life, maqsad-e-zindagi, is namaz. That I want to make namaz, and not only namaz, perfect namaz. Allahumma inni asaluka tamam al-wudu, wa tamam al-salah, wa tamam al-ridwani, wa tamam al-maghfirati. Proper, perfect namaz. And that namaz, to make it a namaz to which you can enjoy. For example, saffu sufufakum, make your saf straight, which we are all negligent about. Forget everyone, we don't make the saf straight. Good people, their heels are behind the saf, or in front of the saf. We are not on the saf. And forget the whole saf, individuals, their own two legs, one is in front and one is at the back. My own two legs are not also straight. فَإِنَّ تَصْوِيَةَ الصُّفُوفِ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. If you want a إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, which means a perfect, a good namaz, which has been described by the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful namaz. If you want that namaz, then it must be according to the sunnah. And then you'll get the enjoyment of namaz. But if our namazes are the outward form, postures of our namaz are not correct, and then our concentration is out of the question. Where do we concentrate? When these things are there, then see you how you will get the enjoyment of namaz. Ulama have written, the sum total of iman is in our namaz. If you want to know the condition of your iman, every individual for himself, see what's the condition of my namaz. And the sum total of namaz is in takbir-e-tahreema, Allahu Akbar. That when you say Allahu Akbar, how much is the greatness of Allah in your heart? And if there is nothing, you don't even think about Allah when you say Allahu Akbar. So you are far away from namaz. Only your body is outwardly here in the masjid, perhaps even takbir-e-ula, saf-e-ula. But if you don't even think about Allah. You're not in namaz at all in that case. With the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. To sabse bara, tera hukam sabse bara. You are the greatest. Your command is the greatest. And then consequently your whole life, that Allah's command first. Whatever anyone else say, the government what they say, the scientists what they say, the media what the media says, that Allah is there. And Allah, your command is the greatest. No matter what happens, I can give my life, I can't break your command. And that were the Sahaba. They turned the whole world, the right side, the wrong side up. They turned it up in the right way. The whole world was in Ayyam-e Jahiliyyah. And after that, the world went back again to the Jahiliyyah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to tell the Sahaba, what is this of jahalat, of jahiliyyah I'm seeing in you people? That was the prayer, khairul qurun qarni, thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum. That was the greatest epoch of the history of the world. From Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah, the world didn't see a better time. That was the greatest time. فقال ذهب إنا لسيد لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنيتم. Very difficult he finds those things which distress you. He is distressed. He feels it. He feels hurt of those things which will cause you problems. And the greatest thing that causes a person problem, kufr, shirk, nifaq, all these things, bid'at, all these things here, they are the things that cause a person all the problems. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his full out effort to remove kufr and shirk from the hearts of the Arabs, from the hearts of the people of the world, that it must come out completely. Harisun alaykum, he is very eager and keen for your goodness, for the whole of mankind, for jinn and man. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Nabiur Rahma. Rabbul Nabi, he is Nabi who is mercy for the whole of mankind and for the jinn also. And he wants all the goodness, harisun alaykum, for everyone. Bil mu'minina raufur rahim, and with the believers especially, he is most kind, most generous, most merciful, most kind, most tolerant. For what the believers, a special connection Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has got. And after making the whole surah from Bara'atu min Allah wa Rasuli ilan nasi, right through from the beginning of the surah right till here, Allah has made it so clear what the true position is. We read it, we read the tarjuma, we read the tafsir, but unfortunately it means nothing to us. It is just to get marks and to pass exams. But for it to come into our lives, to have some effect on our lives, that we live that life, we become an example of that, that does not even touch us. Our namaz, we don't have any idea of what namaz is. Where are we going to make namaz? Just outward form of piety we have, but the reality we are far, far from the reality. So at the end then Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. If they don't accept and they don't believe, then فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ. Declare, Allah is sufficient for me. The world can turn against me, it doesn't matter. My Allah is there. I have to please my Allah. La ilaha illa hu. He is the only power. He is the only lover. He is the only beloved. He is the only kind. He is the only compassionate. La ilaha illa hu. Alayhi tawakkaltu. Ye is taqdeem ta'khir, which gives the benefit of hasar. My full trust is only on Allah. I don't care for anyone. Alayhi tawakkaltu. And why shouldn't I trust Allah when wahuwa Rabbul Arshil Azim? He is the Rabb. He is the governor, the creator, the controller of Rabb, of Arshe Azim. Arshe Azim, Majariya Qaza, where all the decisions of the world, they flow from Arshe Azim. And when Allah is the Rabb of all that, Allah is the controller, He decrees and He executes, and nobody can go against Him. So my full trust is upon Him. So this is our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us understand what a great Nabi. And we are the people who are called kuntum khayra ummatin. We are called that you are the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has got a very, very high position. But where have we dropped ourselves? We are, instead of calling the kuffar to righteousness, we are following them in their filth and dirt. And in their falsehood, let us realize who we are. This ayat, Abu Bakr Mujahid, rahmatullah alayhi, a very, very great alim in the time of Imam Shibli, rahmatullah alayhi. Once he was sitting and Imam Shibli came, and it was accepted amongst the people that Imam Shibli is a majzoob, like a mad person. But Imam Abu Bakr Mujahid, rahmatullah alayhi, great alim, he stood up and kissed him on his forehead. His students objected that this person all take him like a vagabond, a person who doesn't know what's happening in life. And you stood up and respected him. When the king came, you didn't stand up to respect him. He says, I did that, what I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do. At last night I dreamt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Imam Shibli came there and Nabi alayhi salam stood up and kissed him on his forehead. And he asked him for what? He said the durood that he reads The ayat of the Quran in the durood after namaz that he reads for me. So this was the Imam Shibli rahmatullah reading this ayat. Laqad ja'akum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he reads us and he reads his durood, and for the past 80 years, we haven't got time to read even that after. And also many, many reports of people who saw people who used to read this, that when they passed away, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, held them by the hand and took them into Jannah. So we should try and read this ayat also, and not only for the barakat of it, that is 100%, but the reality, see what these ayat have got in them and bring it into our lives. So we should try and the preferred view of our ulama is that after namaz, after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, those namazes that have sunnat-e-mu'akkada, after the sunnat-e-mu'akkada, then we should read this. This is the preferred view of our ulama. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, and let us realize what a great value we have got in our deen, who Allah Ta'ala is, who Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is. And this dunya is dani, it is useless, it has nothing. We put all the importance into dunya and into the dirty things of dunya, the kuffar lifestyle. Today their aqidahs we are bringing in our lives, their churches we are going, and we are supposed to be the torch bearers of humanity, leading them out of darkness. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. But we are today going from noor into zulumat. وَلْيَعْزُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah give us tawfiq. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ.